back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres open the regular season in Czechia on Friday and Saturday. The Amerks are going to open their camp tomorrow in Rochester, and this is hard to say. They will do so without Michael Mersch, who has been the captain and leader there the last 4 years. Michael, your birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
You have like a cutoff, like, I'm not going to play beyond age 32, because here you are at 31 with an impressive professional hockey resume that you have now finalized with the announcement of your retirement.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me on. First of all, I appreciate it. Obviously watch you guys a lot, being part of the organization for so long. So I would just like to say that. And yeah, my birthday, 32 tomorrow, big 32. Yeah, I didn't really ever have a year. It was when I first started out, I always thought, maybe, you know, if I played 10 years, that would be success in my mind. But, and anything after that would be, would be great. But, it just felt like it was the right time for me as a person and as a dad and husband to move on for the next chapter.
We had a great charity event with the Sabres Alumni Sunday with the Miracle League of Western New York on Grand Island. And I was talking to Daryl Shannon, Sabres alumni, Larry Playfair, Sabres alumni, and we were talking about a bunch of different things. And I started, did you guys sign your retirement paper ever? Or you just said, I'm retired and I'm out and nobody asked you to sign? Yeah. So is there a process? Because I remember retiring and I never did anything, but it's also 10 years plus years ago. So is there a process? Like you have to call somebody and says, I'm officially out, or could that door still be open a little bit if somehow you got the hitch like throughout the season and somebody gave you a call?
Well, I think I think you have to sign papers at the NHL level, but AHL.
I didn't, so I'm like still available. I guess
you would know much better than I would, but no, not at the AHL level. Obviously, the Amerks gave me a really good platform to be able to announce something, and they've done a great job with their social media to put it out there. And
yeah.
Let me say, let me express how thankful I was to be a part of the organization and just to play professional hockey for as long as I did. Besides that, I obviously just wanted to make sure that the Sabres and Amerks organization had a little bit of time so that they could make, adjustments ahead of free agency to, put the organization in a spot where they could succeed and continue to move forward and try to build.
Once a captain, always a captain. Hey, Duffer, he's thinking about others all the time. Like, I want to give him the heads up so they can, go and get the right roster for Rochester or whatever. That's awesome, Michael. Congratulations.
Yeah. And honestly, Michael, it shouldn't surprise anyone, but just your attention to detail, even having the kindness to just say, thanks for being on the show because we watch you guys all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's for me, being around here more than a dozen years now, that's what I always notice the most when I go to Rochester is how tuned in every single player and employee is with what's happening here. And you help foster that. And I'm really curious, how you measure these last 4 years and your impact on people.
Yeah, it's tough to measure. And I said this before when I was doing, right before I jumped on with you guys, I kind of feel like who am I to measure, that type of, if I left the Amerks in a better place than I found them, right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
I try to be diligent about that because when you have a locker room, right, there's so many different people and there's so from different countries and different parts of the world and different character and just different personalities. So you try to blend them together and try to understand where they're coming from, because when you do that, it just makes for a better culture, if you want to call it, or better work environment for all of us. So it's just kind of been in my DNA for forever is to, think about others and try to make sure you're taking care of other people around you. So I don't know where that exactly came from, but Maybe the way, you know, I was raised a little bit, but it's something that's always been a part of me.
So I'm watching the Sabres preseason game last night, and Brett Murray is on the net front on the power play. And as soon as the puck goes to the left flank, he's turning around. He's got a knee down. He's got a short mini stick on. And then the puck goes back the other side. He gets back up, and then he kept doing the dance right on the back door. Dylan Cousins with the Sabres back door, shortened stick, knee down, like redirecting it in.
Oh,
that's the Michael Mersch. That's called the Michael Mersch. Like, I know that's an impact. What does that mean that, you know, other players have looked up to you and picked up some of the things that have been great for you in your career?
I guess I'm a pioneer of the game. No, I'm totally joking. I honestly don't remember I think I just kind of naturally did it one year during the COVID year. And you know, watching video, I was like, oh, like that kind of makes sense. Sidney Crosby did it a little bit too. Mm-hmm. But that's so funny that they're doing it. I have to go and check some of that video because it works. And if you got the right players around you to get that puck in that spot, like it just becomes super easy. So So I hope that those guys score a bunch of goals this year doing it, because that would make me very proud.
Michael, who did you score? Tell us about your NHL goal when you came in through the Kings organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super cool for me. It was, I think I had been up and then went back down and then came back up. So I was like, all right, you know, I got a pot one here, and, you know, pretty soon to kind of just feel like you're helping the team out, right? And then you obviously want to score in the NHL. And, you know, just typical style, I just won a battle in the corner and just went to the net and stuffed it in. So that was super cool for me. The Kings did a great job getting the game sheet for that, the puck. They had a really cool picture made, and they kind of made it in a little plaque for me. And so that's down in my parents' basement, and that's something that's that was really generous of those trainers there to do for me. And it was in Edmonton at the old their old rink there. So there's the rink that Gretzky and Messi. So that was pretty cool, and it was the last year. So super special moment. And right, I think, you know, if you can look at any young aspiring hockey player right now to play one game or score one goal in the NHL, like, that's a dream come true. So, you know, when you're there and when you're playing at the pro level, you want so much more, right? You want to play, 100 games, 500 games, 1,000 games, sign a big ticket. You want to do all that stuff, but and you can lose track of those little milestones. So I think when I look back, like, that'll be something that, you know, just being able to reach that spot, you know, not a lot of people do. So I was super appreciative that I was able to, live out my childhood dream.
The old Rexall, I think that was in the
Northlands Coliseum.
Before that. But yeah, I played there. I gave up a lot of goals in that building. So you have good memories of it. I don't. That's good.
Yeah.
I remember talking to Michael Hauser when he came up to Buffalo throughout the COVID, season and whatnot, and his dream to play in the NHL, and you got to score a goal. But a lot of veterans, AHL players, find themselves at a crossroad. Should I go play in Europe? The Sabres are in Europe right now. They played Red Bull Munich, right? Like, was that ever something for you that you ever considered, or being the role that you carved out to for yourself, being a leader in the American League, a depth player, maybe getting called up to the NHL, maybe not, but having that success in North America, was that a hard crossroad and decision to make at some point?
A little bit. I mean, during COVID, I was an unrestricted free agent. And, you know, for, like you said, veteran players that are depth players, there wasn't really a big need for them, because it was either you're going to play your prospects and whoever's there in the AHL, because there wasn't any junior hockey, or you're going to go with the guys that you have signed and you're going to have a taxi squad. Mm-hmm. So I was considering Europe. I was considering everything at that time because I didn't really have any options. And then Rochester happened to work out. So it kind of intrigued me, maybe Germany or something that played a little bit more of a North American style from what I heard from people. But people always told me that I wouldn't be able to skate on the big ice. So I ended up just staying over here on the smaller sheet. So. Wow. I think that scared most European teams away.
Well, they're lost.
They should know your scorability and your around the net skill set. And they would have been like, yeah, we'll take him, but whatever.
Well, it was funny. I played my whole year at the university, 4 years at the University of Wisconsin. And that's Olympic size, one of the biggest college hockey sheets.
Yeah.
So, like, it never really affected me that much. But,
Jokes on them.
Exactly.
And Rochester got Junior the captain for 3 years. So there you go. Like jokes on them. We won. Rochester, we won.
No, it's funny how things work out. That's for sure.
What are you going to miss about Rochester?
I love the city. And honestly, it's, you know, Western New York in general, just very similar. You know, I feel like it's, to me, part of the Midwest. You know, there's a lot of similar people. Similar personalities, and I love playing for the Amherst. Just the whole city, and you know, all the towns and communities there love hockey, which is not always always the case, you know, everywhere. So that you play, so that was cool. Teammates, everybody was so great, and I have so many good friendships. I mean, you know, I went in there knowing nobody and came out with like, you know, a crazy amount of friendships and people that I, you know, truly care about. And I think I'll, you know, be close with for forever. We had just a lot of like, it's tough to, you know, pinpoint one things, but we had a lot of little close, relationships with people around town too, that, that you'll miss, and you'll miss connecting with those people, and, you know, people at a golf course, or, you know, people at, you know, bar, restaurant, or whatever it is, just little things that we had those connections and people cared about the Amherst. And, you know, you're able to get those people tickets for games, and, you know, they would, you know, have you in at their place for, you know, dinner or whatever, you know, those types of things, that when you play that, you know, that seem little, but they're nice and they're fun. And, I'll miss that type of stuff for sure.
If Seth Appert calls you because you guys have a close relationship, are you answering the call, or you're like, nope, don't want to talk to him? I talked to him enough for 4 years.
I know. No, I'll answer that call any day of the week, anytime. Nice. You know, I got nothing but time for Seth, and I know that he feels the same way about me. So, you know, he's done a lot for me and done a lot for a lot of guys that have come through, our team over the years. So, you know, he's the same way. He cares about people, and he thinks about people a lot, and, you know, what they're going through or what they need. And, he has a really good way of addressing it. And I think that's through experience that he's had as a coach and just his character too in general. So I think that's one reason why we meshed really well, you know, for me in a leadership role and him, you know, in charge.
Congratulations, Michael, on a wonderful career and a significant impact in Rochester. We appreciate it.
Yep. Future Hall of Famer, probably. I'm telling you right now, future Amherst Hall of Famer right there. So, yes.
That would be special. That would be a dream.
There he is. Michael Merce. Thank you, Michael. We're back
to wrap up. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Sabres Live.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Continues after this.